Welcome to Sacred Success, the alchemy of spiritual business, where Michelle Barr talks to conscious entrepreneurs and spiritual seekers about creating a better life and a better business now. Building your own business is the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development course you could ever enroll in. And that's why Michelle does the work she does for you. We're glad you're here with Michelle Barr on the Om Times Radio Network.
Michelle Barr, I'm so glad to have you here today on the show, Sacred Business Success, where I talk to you about transforming your life's calling into a business you love. Transforming your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business. And what does freedom-based mean? It's about financial freedom, certainly. I tried. You can't change the world when you're broke. When you do that, you're giving from an empty well. You fill yourself up. You go out there and give and give and give until you're exhausted. And then you have to stop and you have to replenish your resources again. Now I get to give away more for free than ever before while also serving lots of clients in very intimate ways through private coaching, through group programs where they're in community and plugged into the tribe, and through products. It's about having both the marketing to make it work and the mindset to make it happen. And as we come right up here on the holiday season, I look at everything from November 15th to the end of the year differently in a way. But I want to really catch you all, whether you're a potential client for me, whether you're coming into this world new, or whether you already have a business. There are things I want you to think about, both for yourself personally and professionally, that I do beginning November 15th and through this time of year. A lot of people start slipping into a holiday haze. A lot of people start shutting down, or they have beliefs if they have a business that nobody's going to buy at this time of year. And it's simply not true. In January of this year, I launched a group program, a 90-day group coaching program, Unlimited Profits for Intuitive Women. And it's still going on. A great group of women have been going through it all year long, starting within January. And I marketed and promoted and sold that program. The early bird special deadline was December 15th. And I had people stepping in all the way through the end of the year. And I cut it off at the first session in January. And I had people coming in and I filled that program. And I was marketing and promoting it at this time of year. Because we have twofold. People start getting busy. People start getting overwhelmed if they're not using their tools. People have all kinds of stuff come up because they're around family and they're with their family more, and there's children and extended family and all kinds of things going on. You take your normal life and you add all those other pieces on top of it. And so people start getting distracted and into drama, and they're getting busy, and then they're in all their busyness. And yet it's a powerful time of year for you to take some time for yourself. And it's a powerful time of year for you to be doing transformational work. And people who show up in my world are doing transformational work, or they're called to do transformational work. People who show up in my world are the spiritual teachers, the messengers that turn their life's calling into being a coach, a speaker, a teacher, and an author. They're in the helping and healing fields in all kinds of ways. They're guiding, they're supporting, they're healing. And so this is a really important time because culturally and in the collective conscious, and because we live by a calendar, and even the way we're affected by the sun and the moon at this time of year, by the seasons, we have the solstice, the powerful winter solstice coming up, and then New Year's Eve and the new year. And a lot of old ways that people have about creating New Year's resolutions versus what I teach, setting powerful intentions and understanding that there's a different energy to, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to quit smoking, I'm not going to drink as much, I'm not going to eat sugar. Here's everything that's wrong, and I'm going to push against it, and I'm going to force myself, versus learning to first start bringing in the positives, the things you love, the things you want, and then letting the things that no longer serve you fall away. It's doing the energetic work first, and you're setting the stage right now. My results right now that I'm getting in my life and in my business are a result of what I was doing 90 days ago. Think about that. This is proven true time and time again. In fact, I hit a rough patch a couple of weeks ago, and all of a sudden my phone stopped ringing. No one was showing up to get on a complimentary consultation with me. No one was buying. No one was wanting to be a client. No one was stepping in. I still had a lot going on online because I always do. I put valuable content out in the world and people consume it, and that's how I get clients. But all of a sudden things seemed to come to a halt, and I counted back 90 days. Well, 90 days prior to that, I'd been for 10 days on a big family cruise. It was amazing, but I was very turned off from all my technology. So I wasn't communicating with my community and my tribe like I usually do. And it was a conscious choice. It was a great experience. I got to take all my adult children and my son's girlfriend, and we went with these other families and these other great friends. But even when I'm traveling, I'm usually working, and I'm always plugged into my tribe through my website and through my social media. But I wasn't for 10 days. And 2 days after I got home from that cruise, we moved. So I was unplugged for a good 2 to 3 weeks. Once I realized that, I realized the power. So here's the mindset piece of that. The results you are having or not having today do not tell you the landscape and the energy. They do not comment and give you a commentary on today. They're from 90 days ago. So what I did, where that could have taken me down a black hole, I had a few days of like, I'm tired, I've just come through these huge changes, and now what? And instead, I dug in that week knowing, because then I could reset my mindset, knowing what was going on, and I got into action, massive action. Then here they came again, new clients, new sales, new people in my world to add value to my community and tribe that I get to add value to, so that I can show up in the world and be me and do the work I love. I have transformed my life's calling into a business I love. I've created a vision of the life I want to live and a business to support and sustain that. So during those last weeks, we are about 6 weeks, not 6 weeks. We are, yeah, about 6 weeks doing the math as I'm talking live. Anyway, about 6 weeks until the end of the year, and that period, November 15th to the end of the year, is key. It's a pinnacle to set the stage for 2016. And in all the busyness and all the distraction and all the drama, something happens on January 2nd. People wake up and they go, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? So I help people lay a groundwork so that they can get started in what they're going to do. And then I just feed them. I get them in the right place for them. And then I feed them these last 6 weeks. When you're in my community and one of my clients, I do stuff to take you through the end of the year. And I'm helping you through these times. Do you know people are on social media more than ever? They're in their email more than ever. They have more downtime. And even though they're busy with family, they also have time and they want to release stress by getting online and going through their email and getting on Facebook and Twitter and social media and chatting and being inspired and motivated and lifted up. And then people know when January 2nd hits, I already know where I'm going to be. I know what I'm doing. And I help them set the stage. I have already set the stage for me for 2016. I already know where my support and guidance are, my training and teaching. I know what I'm doing. And you'll get to that as your business grows if you plug in and you get the support and guidance you need. So don't go another year without support and guidance. On this call today, I'm going to talk to you about some things that happen when you start working on your business and your business works on you. And we're going to go through some tools and things for you to set the stage for 2016. So I want to let you know, if you're not already plugged into my tribe, I want you to benefit from these 6 weeks when I am feeding you and supporting and guiding you, and we are doing end of the year things and setting the stage. Come to my website at michellebarr.com. Get on my list, get plugged in so you know about it. There are free resources all over for you there, and plug in with me at Facebook at Michelle B. Barr and Facebook Michelle Barr Unlimited. My personal page, Michelle B. Barr, and my business page, you can get there, sacredbusinesssuccess.com or Michelle Barr Unlimited. I'd love to have you. I'm on there every day. Do you know that every morning on Facebook, I do a morning rant where I feed you a topic and some inspirational and motivational and resources, and I feed that to you first thing in the morning. That's how I feed myself and feed you. So come to my website and see my morning rant for this morning and get plugged in. And if you're wanting to talk to me and set the stage so you know what you're doing when you wake up January 2nd, come to my page, michellebarr.com, and hit the contact.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. This is Michelle Barr, Sacred Business Success on OM Times Radio Network. I just want to let you know, if you go to OM Times Radio Network, you will find all the archives of my past shows, as well as all kinds of other shows that are offered in many, many different categories. This radio station runs continuously, and you can always find something to uplift you, to inspire, motivate, inform, and educate you, and entertain you. So I love sharing with you, and I want to talk to you about something as we're going into this end of the year that I want you to really be aware of, because I find this time of year, people also start getting tired with the holidays coming and just that race to the end of the year. And you start feeling that. And so if you don't understand this dynamic of what I'm about to talk to you about, you can really get stuck, or you can start giving up. And I always talk to you about marketing and promotion and strategy, and also energy. And the energy you're holding will affect people coming to you and your business, and the energy that you are holding in the new year when people wake up on January 2nd and they are looking. So again, if you've been feeding people, it's getting into their subconscious, and they're remembering you, and they're grateful, and they're liking what you've had to say, and they're resonating. And then when it's time, that first week of January, they remember you. You're top of mind. So don't wait till January. You have 6 weeks. Even if you're brand new, I can show you how to get a landing page up, a free gift up, and get started so you can use social media to set the stage as you move into the new year. And if you're already in business, recognize this. You may even want to revisit your opt-in and put up a new opt-in. There's so much you can be doing. So hold that space and hold that energy. I was lucky enough to have a mentor some years back point that out to me. And I said, well, it's all about what we believe. So I'm going to believe that it's a great time of year to be doing business, especially in the business I'm in. And do you know, for the past few years, January has been my busiest month of the year, my biggest month of the year. And I love that. Here's the thing. This is the dynamic I want you to be aware of, so you can really address it and keep going, because I talk a lot about holding energy. And when you get thrown out of balance, managing your energy, energy management is so important, managing your energy and holding that space. When I work with people who are working on their businesses, I bring a real mixed bag to the table, and I love it. If you looked at my resume, it doesn't make a lot of sense to a lot of people, but once I said, I'm going to show up and be me and create a business out of my calling, show up, be me, and create a successful business, turn my life's calling into a business I love so that I can also create a life I love. And I now have put all those pieces together into a business. I have a bachelor's degree in advertising and marketing. I actually worked in publishing, local publishing, for quite a few years. I did layout and paste up before we had computers. I did typesetting. I did design. I worked with words, and I worked with images and all of that. And then I had some life circumstances that took me down a very different path. I left a very toxic marriage with a 2-year-old son, And I went to live in a community where my best friend was dying of AIDS. And I started working in that community with people facing those issues. And I got a calling to go and get a master's degree in counseling and guidance to be a counselor. That was a very traditional route. It was all I knew at the time, and it was very valuable to me. It started a whole new career for me. So I got a master's degree in counseling and guidance. I ended up running shelters in domestic violence, doing sexual assault response, emergency room, and teaching people these life skills, programs, and working in a private practice with all kinds of people going through trauma and crisis. And then I ended up in the psychiatric hospital. And by then I was starting to become more aware. When I left my toxic marriage, I entered a spiritual awakening at the age of 25, because my best friend dying and me going through this transition really put me in a spiritual awakening. But then I got busy again with life. I got remarried. I had two more children. Now I'm a mom of three. I'm working. I'm married. I'm a wife and mother and all these things. And I got busy again. But working in that psychiatric hospital, I really realized that I am not addressing the spiritual journey for people. And it's so important. And I was using some complementary and alternative modalities and processes and medicine in my work that I couldn't bring into that medical model. So I was living a split life. I was this expert and medical model and degreed and licensed and certified. And then I was this spiritual person, this holistic, whole person. So my next calling was to seminary, where I studied to be a spiritual director and a hospital chaplain. And I was working in that way. I also ended up doing a wedding ministry and loved it. And it became a big business and kind of surprised me. Then I made a big move. And I came to that place of, how do I take all of me, counselor, chaplain? At the time, I didn't even know what coach was. First, I had a local business. Then I took it online to a global business. And I made my way into what I am now, coach, speaker, spiritual teacher, and author, and radio show host. I started in healing as a healer. I'd always been a helper and healer. So I have a real mixed bag when it comes to working with people who are working on their businesses, and I specialize in helping people help you show up and be you and make a great living and help people and do the transformational work you're called to do, and to help you brand yourself, because you have a unique combination, just like I have this unique combination that has allowed me to make a unique contribution in the world. We can educate ourselves in all the best and most effective business building systems and model ourselves after the most successful people in our industry. And still, at the end of the day, we are often left asking, why do some people make it and some don't? If it was just this simple, learn what we need to know and do it, we'd all be wildly successful. Now, I haven't been without a coach since 2009, and I am learning strategy, effective business building systems, modeling myself after the most successful people in my industry who are being like what I want to be, doing what I want to do, and having what I want to have. We continue to search for the person with the answer, the key, the one thing we are missing that will make it all come together for us when we have it. You can stop searching. This is what I want you to go into 2016 with. The key is you. The answer is you. You are the most integral tool in your business and in your life. So it kind of flips the switch. Yes, go out and find the support and guidance. Set yourself up before the year is over so you know on January 2nd what you already have in place when you wake up and what you're going to do. Set the stage for sacred business success in 2016. Also, realize you are the key. It's time to focus on you. There are plenty of coaches out there. I would love to work with you if you resonate with me. There are lots of coaches out there. Pick somebody and learn from them and be willing to say yes and do what they teach you. Get back in touch with you. The common denominator in everything you set out to do is you. And the differing factor in your business and everyone else doing something just like you is also you. What I have discovered while building my own business is this. When you work on your business works on you. And I want you to really get this because this year has been a huge year for me, bigger than any year I've ever had the past 2 years, if you've been following me, especially the past year and a half. And I bumped up against some of this. And sometimes I would say, what do I need to know? Who is the right person? What is the answer? What is the key? If I can only find that one thing missing, it will all come together and I will have it and I will do it. And it was really about me being it. That I had all the tools and it was time to get to it, to heal my crap and get to it. When you start dreaming big dreams, setting big intentions, setting big goals for your life, your stuff comes up. It does. So when you're looking at the snapshot of where your business is right now, today, where are you in that snapshot? When people come to me, the first thing I do is I see where they're not showing up in their business energetically and physically and mentally and emotionally and spiritually. And I help bring them into that snapshot. If you don't have a business yet, when you are looking at the snapshot of where your life is right now today, where are you in that snapshot? Your business is offering you the opportunity to see yourself and to get to know yourself better. Your business is a reflection of your current state of mind. And here's the thing, like any trusted friend, I'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, seat edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, welcome back. It's great to be back here with you. We are talking about how when you work on your business works on you. So I just said, when you're looking at the snapshot of where your business is right now, today, where are you in that snapshot? Your business is offering you the opportunity to see yourself and to get to know yourself better. Your business is a reflection of your current state of mind. Like any trusted friend, it will showcase your strengths and also help you see where you are standing in your own way, if you're ready to see it. Now, let's look at that same thing with your life. When you are looking at the snapshot of where your life is right now today, where are you in that snapshot? Your life is offering you the opportunity to see yourself and to get to know yourself better. Your life is a reflection of your current state of mind. Like any trusted friend, it will showcase your strengths and also help you see where you are standing in your own way, if you are ready to see it. This involves taking honest inventory and taking responsibility. One of the reasons people often hire a coach, besides support and guidance and strategy and planning and goal setting and all of those things, is accountability. I really talk a lot about, in my basic processes, how I healed my way to prosperity was taking honest inventory. It's a big part of what I teach. Your business is your creation. You, as the creator, have put all of you into what you have created, and it is reflecting all of you back. Your life is your creation. You, as the creator, have put all of you into what you have created, and it is reflecting all of you back. If you want to talk about that, go to michellebarr.com and hit the contact button. Let that land. When we look at our businesses, we see what is showing up that is exactly what we wanted. And we see what is showing up that we don't want. We put our heart and soul into it, and still there are those things showing up that we don't want. We are responsible for both. I believe that inner healing is a strategy for success, and I have applied that to my own life with great results. When we begin to dream big dreams, to set intentions and goals for ourselves, when we begin to strive for prosperity, abundance, health, wealth, and success, everything that is not in alignment with that rises up to be healed or transformed. We must heal so that we can soar. When we have a big vision for our life, we have high desire, and often we encounter high resistance. We find our stuck points. We find ourselves doing what we've always done, not taking new action, stuck on replay. This can result in creating a lot of what we don't want, or feeling like we aren't creating anything at all, along with feelings of anger, frustration, hopelessness, and powerlessness. By not addressing this aspect of our business, we are standing in our own way. Once you start to spin, you find yourself doing the same things over and over again. We have a lot invested in staying here, and sometimes we don't know how to get out. I have worked for many years now with people who find themselves stuck in inaction, standing in their own way. I talk a lot about my story when I tell you I came to that move and I decided, counselor, chaplain, and what else? How can I bring all of that together and create my own business? First, I got very stuck and I was in my own way. I started feeling some desire. And then the desire got higher, and then I encountered high resistance, and I found my stuck points. And before I had the tools to deal with it, I talk about my year of inaction in my pajamas, on the couch, eating ice cream, and watching Lifetime movies. I had moved to an area where I had no neighbors, I didn't know anybody, and now I didn't have a workplace to go to. I was very dissatisfied and unhappy. And at some point, I got angry at myself. I wanted to give up, just beating myself up. Dissatisfaction, unhappiness. And eventually, it can turn to anger at yourself for negative self-talk or feelings of wanting to just give up or beating yourself up. People try to make changes for short periods of time. Then they get uncomfortable and they retreat back into what is familiar and known, even if it isn't good for them. The first thing you can do for yourself and your business is to show up in a different way. Take some time and really get intentional and decide how you want to show up in 2016 versus how you're showing up right now. And start integrating it in to create a new energy so you can start showing up in that different way and you will attract different people. Take ownership of your business and your business's owner, you. Take responsibility for all of your creation and be open to what you might find. Then begin taking honest inventory. This year, instead of just setting some empty goals, some empty resolutions, or things you know you're not going to do, and then you're going to beat yourself up and give yourself negative self-talk, set yourself up for sacred success and set yourself up for sacred business success. Take some time to do honest inventory. Just showing up for yourself and be willing to do this will start shifting you out of where you no longer want to be and open a space for powerful movement. So one of the first things you want to do energetically is when we get in that place I talk about, desperate, hopeless, helpless, dissatisfied, unhappy, angry, beating ourselves up, talking to ourselves badly, wanting, but wanting in that way of wanting and feeling like, look at all I don't have and I can't have and I can't create. What's wrong with me? We fold in on ourselves. We constrict. Our energy becomes very small and close to the body. I can feel this when I'm working with people and it's harder for me to get in. So you're not expanding out to meet all that the universe is bringing to you. You're shutting out your good by protecting ourselves, getting into survival mode. We're shutting everything out, the bad along with the good, the negative along with the positive. The first thing you can do is change your energetic stance. Open up, expand. What is possible? What can I do? Yes, look at yourself honest. Also with promise and hope of what you're going to create and what is to come. Getting to the real you. So your shoulders go back, your chest opens, your chin lifts, your eyes look straight ahead, welcoming all that is coming to you that you're asking for. And the mindset shift, knowing that when you're looking at the part of what is showing up that you don't want, it's feedback. It's gold to be mined. It's tools for transformation. What's showing up that you wanted? Yes, I'm a match to this. It got through. So I'm already open here. What's showing up that I don't want? When you're honest about it, you go, ugh, that's my oldest stuff. That's my darkest stuff, my ickiest stuff from the depths. The good news, the great news is when you get to your core, you're there. You're doing it. Everything you want is on the other side of it. Yes, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to feel inconvenient, sometimes illogical. We only have one or two core issues that are controlling everything, what we do and don't do, what we have and don't have, how we're showing up and not showing up in the world. And that's the work I do, is unraveling all that to the core. You can't see all these different things that are happening in your life and your world that don't make sense, but I see the patterns and they're all related. And it's an energy you're carrying, it's stories you're telling yourself, all of that. I want to help you get your dream out of your head and into the world. It's exciting. Get excited about the possibility. Once you expand your energy out, it touches everything that's coming to you. You welcome it with open arms so you can receive it. Some of y'all have your receiving shut off. And you're out there probably giving, 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 and then resenting and being a martyr and depleting yourself. If the highest good of all does not include you, it's not for the highest good of all. Never. Opening and receiving. The law of giving and receiving is that we are always giving and we are always receiving. As I'm coaching people, I'm not running from an empty well. I'm filling my well because I'm being coached. I'm being healed. I'm being supported. I'm being guided, and I'm being coached. In the past 2 weeks, I've been traveling for my business and meeting with high-level mentors I have, and I bumped up against the next level of my deepest crap. Oh my goodness, if I hadn't had someone there to help me with that. But she did, and now I'm moving forward, and my stage is set for 2016, and I'm not carrying that with me. That's the power. I have more for you, so come back. I'll be right back in just a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pasquale and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. and share your pictures with hashtags BusinessDoneWhere and JoyOfBusiness. Let's change the world with business.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Welcome back. It is great to have you here today as we are setting the stage for the new year. I will have lots going on for you over the next 6 weeks, so make sure we are connected through my website at FromCallingToCash.com and through Facebook, Michelle Bebar and Michelle Bar Unlimited, both those, my personal page and my biz page. As I've been talking to you about all of this today, I want you to know this whole energy management piece, especially if it's something new to you. I have a free gift, a free 21-day email course that I have had around for quite a few years now, and I keep it up because people love it. It takes you 21 days through my MOVE process, powerful process for helping you move forward in any area of your life. And you can find this at intuitivesuccesscoach.com, intuitivesuccesscoach.com. So that's one thing you can do for the next 21 days, set the stage for 2016, is start that course. It takes you about 15 minutes a day for 21 days. So I invite you to that and to visit my website and see how I'm with my clients and students to move them forward into a life of significance and success, their own sacred success. I want to help you in 2016 turn your life's calling into a business you love. Let's talk now in our last minutes together about one more thing that you can do. I've talked before, if you follow me and listen, and I like to give you powerfully practical and spiritually rich tools for transformation. I have daily business practices and daily spiritual practices. And one thing I do is instead of running my business on a cycle of 30 days from day one to day, the last day of the month, I run on the moon cycle, and I started doing this a few years, and it really helps me set intentions and focus, because we are setting intentions 24/7, unconsciously or consciously. That's why I teach you to become very conscious in your intention setting, or else you're setting intentions unconsciously. So every month on the new moon, I set a powerful intention, one. So I have all kinds of intentions. I have weekly, daily, monthly, yearly goals and intentions and all of that. I have targets I'm reaching for, and I stay fluid and flexible. And that's what I love to teach you to do, is both. You need to have that masculine structure and that feminine fluidity and work with both of those in your business together. And I've learned to do that over time. Being both an intuitive and a strategist, building the well-oiled machine, and then being in the world and creating a business from that. So that's a whole nother show, and I'll do a show on that. But really coming into that place where you're going to set a powerful intention. So I set one, I write it on an index card, and I put it in my pillow, and I sleep on it. I have this beautiful prayer pillow. It has pockets. But I have clients and friends that I've taught to do this, and they stick it in their pillowcase. You can also put it by your bedside. You can read it. You can meditate on it. So the way that I see it every day is I also write it in my calendar. I have a paper marketing calendar for my business. I write every one of my clients' names in it so I can hold them, hold you and your energy there. I write the names of my programs, my goals, the money I receive every day. And I write this intention so it's in front of me the whole month. That way, as I'm getting feedback every day from the moment I set the intention, I can see where I'm on target, resonating and in alignment, and where I'm not. So think about in the new year doing this for the whole year, setting those powerful intentions instead of New Year's resolutions. And in December, I will be doing a free call for my community where I take you through all this. So stay tuned for that. And we really get into this. I take you through meditation, energetic process. So make sure you're connected with me at my website so you'll know about this, and on Facebook, and then you'll know about this. What you can do now is start being in the essence. You don't need to know how any of this is going to happen. If I had stuck with the hows in the past 2 years, and especially this year, my business would not be where it is, because my how was small. I was limiting myself. What I created instead, I had 5-year goals become now goals this year. 5-year plans become now plans. All kinds of things. Speaking on big stages, my book being published, moving to my dream home on the lake in my dream resort town, because I let go and I didn't know how, and I didn't say it has to happen at this time or in this way involving these people. And here's what can and can't be. I have learned to leave the hows to the universe, and it's very powerful. Be in the essence right now, thinking of the new year. What do you want to be, do, and have? Create a vision of the life you want to be living without the hows, without the specifics. How do you want to be feeling? What does it look like? Where are you living? What are your emotions every day? What's powerful? Who's there? What are you eating? What are you driving? How are you living? Where are you working? What environments are you in? All of that. And spend 5 minutes a day in that vision. And at first, you'll be consciously creating the vision, and then the vision's going to start growing, and some things might pop up that you weren't aware of. Often, they'll pop up from way deep within, from when you were a child and you dared to dream big. Work with that for 30 days every day and watch what magic happens. And then notice anything that shows up in your real life, your tangible physical life, that is a match to that, even in the smallest way, and recognize it and say, yes, universe, thank you. I love that. And give me more. Yes. Doing that and starting to set some powerful intentions and write them down. I used to not be one to write things down. And then enough studies, Jack Canfield, John Assaraf, all the powerful success people, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, they all started showing me why it's so important, the way it works with our brain and our conscious and unconscious mind. So whether you want to find out why it works or just trust that it does, write them down, because we're going to do some work with them. What powerful intentions are you ready to set? And you want to state them in the positive and in the now, not in the future, not I will have, I'm going to, I'm trying, I will create, I will do, I will be, I will have. No, I am, I have, I am being, I'm doing, I'm having, I have now. Imagine if we were sitting down together at coffee and we were catching up. Write down what you would tell me about how your life looks. And don't keep it all up there in the fourth and fifth dimension, in the spiritual and the intangible. We love it up there. But how, if I knew you and I came into your life, how would I know these things had happened? How would I know these changes had happened? So that's what you can work on here. And I invite you to stay with me over these next weeks and through the end of the year, connected to me and coming and listening to the show. And if you have questions or things you want me to address, come on to Facebook. Ask me the questions. I'm on there every day dialoguing. I love talking about this. I love shifting things. I love working with you. Let me be a resource. Let me help share your journey through the end of 2015 into 2016. And if you really want to talk about it more personally, come to michellebarr.com or from callingtocash.com and hit the contact button and follow up there. Looking, being willing right now at this time of year to look at your life, take that snapshot. Where's your business right now? Where's your life right now? Where are you in that snapshot? What is being reflected back to you? And then getting in that vision, what you want it to be, because you truly can create a vision of the life you want to be living and then create a business that supports and sustains that. Transform your life's calling into a business you love. And if you showed up here to listen to a show, Sacred Business Success, something is calling to you. So what is that calling? Don't wait. Don't put off until January. Take little moments of time to carve out for yourself right now and start creating a year, 2016, that is the year you want to be living. It's so possible. It's so doable. And you're setting the stage now. Today, what you start doing today will be showing up in January and February of next year. How powerful is that? So if you wait until January 2nd, you might not start seeing that until April. And then you're a quarter of the year of the way through the year. You don't want that. There are things you can do and be right now. Thank you so much for joining me on this show today. This is Michelle Barr on Om Time Radio Network with Sacred Business Success. Thank you. I will talk to you soon.